interrupts its regularly scheduled program to bring you this special sports presentation.
History never graduates, and traditions are shared through the eras. From the charity games at Cleveland Municipal Stadium to the storied Crown Conference to the rivalry games and state championships, the next chapter in high school football will be written tonight. The ACP Productions, in partnership with WCCR AM 1260 The Rock, presents the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, conveniently located on the Bedford Auto Mile. Brown, Gibbons, Lang & Company, serving the middle market. By Brunswick Auto Mart, car buying made simple. 8 brands, 1 location. By Classic Medical. By Audie Mentor, Ohio's number one customer satisfaction dealer. And by Honda of Mentor, with over 1,000 cars in inventory. It's time for high school football on Cleveland's Catholic Radio, WCCR AM 1260 The Rock. Let's send it to the field for the Brunswick Auto Mart Countdown to Kickoff Show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Brunswick Auto Mart Countdown to Kickoff Show on the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. Ed Doherty with you alongside Andy Jardy tonight from a deserted Jerome T. Osborne Senior Stadium. And as the Holy Name Green Wave have made the trip over here to Lake County, they're getting set to take on the Lake Catholic Cougars. And tonight we are delayed slightly as there has been some rough weather rolling through. So we will have an extended pregame show tonight brought to you by Brunswick Auto Mart. As these two schools, right now we were told 7:35 is kickoff between Lake Catholic and Holy Name. Here in the stadium, the gates are open. People are allowed to come in, and I think you can count the number of people in the seats on both your fingers. There are a few junior high students kind of hanging around. Some of the cheerleaders have started to walk in, but the players have yet to come out of the locker room, yet to start warming up. Everybody's sort of huddled underneath the home stands here at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium on the campus of Mentor High School. It is the home of the Lake Catholic Cougars. They play on Saturday nights. Mentor plays on Friday nights. But this stadium is, by all means, it is Mentor's home field. It is red everywhere, even though Lake Catholic does wear the green and silver. But we have a lot to talk about, Andy. First of all, I appreciate you coming out tonight and sitting in for Mike Gibbons, who wasn't able to make it tonight, as well as Brian Hoffert, who wasn't able to make it tonight. So out of the bullpen, I appreciate you coming and helping me out tonight.
Hey, I was a bullpen pitcher in high school. I'm always glad when I get the call to come in and help out. It's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Lake Catholic, they come in, they're 1-1 in the season. And on the field, they're 1-0. They won last week, Lake Catholic, that they beat Cleveland Central Catholic at Ben Stefanski Field over in Slavic Village. They beat them 30-6. Lake Catholic had some off-the-field issues that they addressed both as a team and as a school during the lead-up to week one. They did end up forfeiting their first game against Toledo St. John. And with that, technically right now, according to the OHSA, Lake Catholic is 1-1 on the season, even though they have only played one game. For Holy Name, they come in, they're 1-1 on the year as well. Holy Name, on the other hand, they're really looking to build on that momentum. Last year they started out slow. They won their last six games to get into the postseason. It was only the fourth time in school history that Holy Name had made the playoffs. And then Holy Name comes in, they won their first playoff game. They made it to the regional semifinals last year, finished 8-4. And so things are beginning to turn around for Holy Name and hopefully kind of headed in the right direction. They're playing in a conference now where they have the ability to pick up some points and get to the postseason. So things at Holy Name look pretty good. And for Lake Catholic, they're kind of turning the corner as well. They're beginning to get Scott O'Donnell. He's in his third season as the head coach. They're beginning to get his offense. They're beginning to feel what he wants to do from his perspective as well. So overall, should be a pretty good matchup. Both these teams need this game heading into their conference play, which starts next week for both of them.
Yeah, and talking about Holy Name, too, not only is it a conference they can pick points up in, it's a conference they can win, too. They tied for it last year with Rocky River and Bay, and Bay's been struggling a little bit this year. Rocky River's still right up there, but Holy Name, they could very easily contend and come away winning that conference again.
Yeah, it's the Great Lakes League, and one of the reasons that Holy Name can make the playoffs in that conference, and if they win five of the six conference games, is because they're one of the smaller schools in there. So they're always playing teams that are bigger than they are, as opposed to where they were before. They were in the lower level of the North Coast League, which is where Lake Catholic is now. They're in the upper division, but Holy Name was relegated to the bottom, where they were playing teams that were Division 6s and 7s. So even if they were winning as a 4, they weren't getting enough points. Now as a Division 4 team, they're playing schools like Valley Forge, which is a Division 2 team. They're playing teams like Normandy, a Division 2 team. And then with that, you throw in Bay, Rocky River, and then obviously Elyria Catholic's another small school in there. So they have the opportunity to kind of get that advantage because they're the smaller side, as opposed to being that big school playing in a conference where they weren't getting a lot of points beating smaller schools. So for Lake Catholic, they have kind of turned the corner as well, not only, you know, from the stuff that happened earlier in the season, in the off season. They came out and they took care of business in week one just as they were supposed to. They finally were able to focus on football, and I got to imagine that just kickoff coming last week couldn't have come fast enough for that Lake Catholic team.
Absolutely. I'm sure it was tough for the kids that didn't get to play in that first week, and for the fans and the coaches to not be able to play that season opener in week one. Just the talking to teams that actually got to play in week one, the offseason felt like it took forever. So having to wait an extra week, I can only imagine how good it felt to get back out on the field. And it showed in the box score, too. They had a nice, impressive win, 30-6 over Cleveland Central Catholic. So, yeah, I can only imagine how excited they were. And now it's in the past. You know, you can't let that distract you anymore this season, and they'll try to keep moving forward.
Yeah, they'll just put it behind them and move on, and hopefully they don't have to answer any more questions about it. They can answer about what happens on the field between the lines and focus on what is really a grueling schedule for Lake Catholic, not only in the non-conference situation, but they're going to have some tough ones because their conference is grueling when you throw in teams like Akron. Hoban is in there. They have to play NDCL, who won big today. Benedictine has been in a couple of tough losses this year. Lake Catholic has quite a gauntlet to stare down to finish out the year.
Yeah, and one of those other teams too, Cardinal Mooney. Can't forget that they're up there on the schedule. So, yeah, this is a game that they're going to have to really it's an important game for them to get in, go 2-1 with that one forfeited loss there. And yeah, tough games up on the schedule. Benedictine, too, that's a team I always feel like I see at the end of the season in the playoffs fighting for a division title. So they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, so overall tonight it'll be the 33rd meeting between Lake Catholic and Holy Name. Now, Lake Catholic has dominated the series since its inception in 1976. They have won 27 of the 32 games played between these two schools. This will be actually the first meeting, Andy, since 2010. They have not been able to schedule games because of the cross-conference and such things like that. Lake Catholic has an 8-game winning streak in the series that goes all the way back to 2002. It'll be an interesting one, definitely, tonight for Mentor as the Cougars and Green Wave renew their rivalry for the first time in 6 seasons. So we are going to call our first timeout here from Jerome T. Osborne Stadium on the Brunswick Automart Countdown to Kickoff Show. Extended coverage tonight of the pregame show. We'll really jump into some of the key players for Lake Catholic. We'll look at some of the key names you're going to see from Holy Name tonight. We will also have the regional scoreboard. Lots of games played last night, a few games played this afternoon, and a couple of games will be going on tonight that we'll be tracking for you, including Glenville and St. Ed's playing at Lakewood Stadium. St. Ignatius and Valley Forge are playing at 7 o'clock at Byers Field. And Kirtland makes the trip over to Sparky DiBiasio Stadium in Euclid as the Villa Angela St. Joe's Vikings will host them. So those are games that we'll keep you posted throughout the evening on. We'll look at the scoreboard. Andy, we'll get your keys to the game tonight for both clubs and take everybody up to kickoff, which right now we are hearing is slated for 7:35 tonight. And we'll keep you right here, and we'll just extend out the pregame, talk high school football, and get everybody set for Lake Catholic and Holy Name tonight from Jerome T. Osborne Stadium. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week on the ACP Productions Radio Network.
This is Cleveland Bishop Richard Lennon with St. Augustine's prayer to Our Lady, Mother of Mercy. Blessed Virgin Mary, who can worthily repay you with praise and thanks for having rescued a fallen world by your general consent. Receive our gratitude, and by our prayers, obtain the pardon of our sins. Take our prayers into the sanctuary of heaven and enable them to make our peace with God. Holy Mary, help the miserable, strengthen the discouraged, comfort the sorrowful, pray for your people, plead for the clergy, and intercede for all women consecrated to God. May all who venerate you feel now your help and protection. Be ready to help us when we pray, and bring back to us the answers to our prayers. Make it your continual concern to pray for the people of God, for you were blessed by God and were made worthy to bear the Redeemer of the world, who lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Have you considered making your cemetery arrangements but weren't certain when's the right time? The Catholic Cemeteries Association invites you to attend a pre-planning seminar during October and November at Holy Cross Cemetery in Brook Park, All Souls Cemetery in Chardon, All Saints Cemetery in Northfield, and Holy Cross Cemetery in Akron. One-day special pricing is offered to those who attend. Call 216-641-7575 or visit clecem.org. Hi friends, this is Dick Russ with AM 1260 The Rock. When you're done enjoying tonight's Catholic High School Game of the Week, keep your radio tuned to AM 1260 the rest of the weekend, and on Monday morning too, when you're busy around the house or on the way to work or school. You'll find great programs here on The Rock, talk, news, conversation, and call-in shows 24 hours a day, and all with a perspective you won't find anywhere else. Now that you've found us, stay with us on AM 1260 The Rock.
At Ohio Catholic Federal Credit Union, we're all about faith and finances. In business for over 60 years, we are Ohio's largest faith-based full-service credit union. To learn more, visit ohiocatholicfcu.com.
Tilma, Mary's store, is totally Catholic. We have religious statues, sacramentals, faith-filled books, DVDs, and more. Tilma is located on Front Street in Berea with the papal flag by the door.
Perhaps you have heard that business members for AM 1260 The Rock pay only $50 a month. You might be thinking, heck, I can do more than that. If you can do more, become a double or triple business member. Double business members receive 200 mentions a year and triple business members 300 mentions a year. That's business advertising on steroids. Become a single, double, or triple business member today at am1260therock.com.
Back here at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium in a weather delay as Holy Name and Lake Catholic are getting set to kick it off right now. Kickoff is set for 7:30 tonight, so we're about a half hour delayed as a big line of storms rolled through northeast Ohio. Came through Lorain probably around 4:30 or so. Really came through here in Mentor at about 6 o'clock. The heavy stuff looks to be out of the way as we've kind of put on our Dick Goddard meteorologist hat here and are watching radar in the booth instead of football. And from the best we can tell, it looks like it's just some rain behind the main line that's passed through. So we don't expect any more severe weather. We may have rain during the game. We may have rain at the start of the game. It may continue throughout the evening. But for the most part, the heavy downpours, the torrential rains, and the severe weather look to be moving out of here, moving east, as the line now reaches Ashtabula and is approaching Warren on the eastern edge of the state of Ohio. Here at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium, we're delayed about a half hour. We're getting word that a couple other football games that we're going to be following for you on the scoreboard tonight are also delayed. St. Ed's and Glenville at Lakewood Stadium, they are delayed. St. Ignatius and Valley Forge at Byers Field, they too are delayed tonight, as are we here in Mentor at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium. Lake Catholic and Holy Name delayed. It is right now 6:45. It's raining pretty steadily here on the turf. The teams have yet to come out onto the field, and pretty much anybody that's in the stadium has decided to take cover underneath. They're choosing not to sit out in the rain before they have to. And that's really where we stand right now, Andy, is Mother Nature has control of when we'll play football tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, it looks like the most severe stuff has passed. I've seen a lot more green on that radar than the red and yellow, which is always good. And as a player, too, anytime I was out at recess playing out in the backyard. You always like to play in the rain. Like, that was kind of just something a little bit different, only if it was warm like this, though, not if it was cold. So I imagine the players are anxious to get out there and play in the elements tonight. It's got to be fun for them.
Yeah, sitting around is probably not something they really want to do. They get here, they have kind of a routine, they have a rhythm, they're comfortable, they get into the locker room, and they know about 15, 20 minutes after they get here, they get taped, and then they head to the field for the specialty players. But right now, they're all huddled underneath in smaller locker rooms. They're not huge here at the JTO. Now, both these squads have smaller teams. Right now, Lake Catholic lists about 65 players on their varsity roster. Holy Name has about 45. So there may be room in that locker room, but again, it gets hot in there. It becomes you know, almost claustrophobic, where these players want to get out. They want to get out on the field, at least run around, even if it's just a matter of being able to stretch and get started. Even if they don't necessarily start the game right away, it's got to be one of those just tapping your fingernails, ready to go kind of moments.
Oh, absolutely. I got here right around probably about 5 o'clock, and I believe it was Elyria Catholic got out on the field and was out on the field for a little bit, going through some warm-ups and stuff. I think they were maybe out for about 10, 15 minutes. Coach blew the whistle, and they all had to go in, and that's when the floodgates opened up. But to actually be out on the field and then have to go in and now just wait, that waiting period has got to be really, really tough.
So that's where we're at right now here from the JTO on the campus of Mentor High School. Lake Catholic and Holy Name are set to kick off tonight. Right now we're hearing 7:30 will be the kickoff, or right around there. Both these schools are 1-1 and anxious to get back onto the field. Last week, Holy Name suffered a tough loss. They in a rivalry game against the Padua Bruins for the Battle of Parma, Battle of the Hill, if you will. And Parma held on in that one. Lake Catholic, Holy Name came back. Holy Name had some third-quarter heroics. They got back into the game and just weren't able to overcome that early deficit that they had put themselves in. And in the end, Padua defeated Holy Name last week 21-16. Lake Catholic got a win their first of the season as they beat Central Catholic 30-6. So that's where these schools come in. Both of them are 1-1, and neither really wanting to fall to 1-2 as they look ahead to the start of conference play, with Holy Name being in the Great Lakes Conference and Lake Catholic having to get started in the North Coast League in the Blue Division. Ed Doherty alongside Andy Jardine tonight. Kate Doherty is our on-site spotter statistician, and she will relay to us the information she finds out here in the booth, or if she gets information from downstairs about the start time, and we'll try to keep everybody posted as to where we're at. Lake Catholic and Holy Name, they are in a delay. So while we have a few, we'll walk through. Andy, we'll talk about the scoreboard last night, Catholic High School football regional and statewide scoreboard. Some interesting outcomes last night. We can start with the game that we had right here on AM 1260 The Rock. That was Cleveland Central Catholic at Elyria Catholic. That game played at Knights of Columbus Field on EC's campus. And that was a game that Elyria Catholic really felt like they were controlling that game. They were up 21-7 midway through the third quarter. They felt like they were beginning to lean on Central Catholic and kind of wear them out. And at one point, they had themselves a 28-15 lead with just over 5.5 minutes to play in the football game. And from a turning point of going forward on third down, and instead of running it and keeping the clock moving, they tried to put it away with a completed pass on a fade pattern. That didn't happen, and just it was like a switch went on for Central Catholic. They made a couple of busted plays into big yardage and eventually got a 91-yard touchdown play with a minute 45 left, plus a two-point conversion gutsy call by Coach Lundy to go for two, down by one with a minute 45 to go on the road. And Elyria Catholic was stunned. They didn't know what to do. In fact, the folks there in the press box, the folks there as we were leaving last night, were just shocked as the fact that the Ironmen had come back on them, and Central Catholic beat them 29-28. It was the first time since 2000 that Central Catholic had beaten them. It was an 11-game losing streak that they broke, and there were some lopsided games in that series. 10 years ago, EC beat them 74-0. And so I think the drive back to Central Catholic last night was a very loud, boisterous, and happy one as the Ironmen broke the string and had an impressive fourth quarter and won that game to move to 1-2 on the year. Archbishop Hoban last night really stretched it out in a close game through 2.5 quarters in the late third quarter and fourth quarter, they really put it away. The Knights beat the Youngstown Ursuline Irish 37-12. Hoban is now 2-1 on the year. They rebound after that tough loss last week to St. Ed's, and Ursuline falls to 2-1. One note out of that game, Todd Sibley, who was hurt near the end of the game against St. Ed's and didn't return, he wasn't there for the final four plays of that game, was back on the field last night for Hoban. He ran 24 times for 214 yards and two touchdowns, and maybe that was inspired a little bit by the invitation that he received this week. Sibley, nationally recruited player, has been invited to play in the Under Armour All-American game that will take place in January, so he'll represent the Hoban Knights in that UA game. Usually played either in Orlando or San Antonio. They alternate positions. I'm not sure where this game is going to happen. But the Knights get the win 37-12. Benedictine, another tough loss for the Bengals. They're 1-2 on the year, and their two losses have come on the last play of each of those games. They lost in double overtime to start with in week one on against Ursuline. That's a game we had here on AM 1260 The Rock, where they missed an extra point to send it into triple overtime. And last night, they had the football driving against Cleveland Heights, and they're on the road with less than 5 seconds to go at the one-yard line. Cleveland Heights held them out of the end zone on a quarterback sneak, and Cleveland Heights wins the game 47-40. Now, there's no guarantee even the touchdowns. Maybe Benedictine would have gone for two and tried to win it, or maybe kick it and go to overtime again. Yeah. I don't know if head coach Carter Wheelow, if that was something he wanted to do.
Right. He probably doesn't want to deal with overtime at all right now.
That's right. But the Bengals fall to 1-2. They've had a couple of tough luck losses here early on. Gilmore and Hawking got together, and Gilmore beat Hawking 31-6. Gilmore now 2-1 early on in the season. The Hawks are still looking for their first win. Padua. The Bruins had a lead 27-24 against West Geauga. West Geauga, a primarily running-based team. They went down the field in the final 4 minutes, and with 27 seconds left, West G got a touchdown run after Padua really had not only controlled the fourth quarter, they controlled most of that game and led 27-24 until that final drive. West G got a touchdown with under 30 seconds to go. Padua now 1-2, their only win coming against Holy Name last week. Right here at the JTO, kind of a surprising score for those of you that know the Menor Cardinals locally. They don't lose here on the turf. In fact, Menor was 56-4 since the turf was installed after the 2005 season. But Cincinnati St. Xavier Bombers came up here and held off Menor. They beat them 20-7. The score's a little deceiving. There was a pick six on the final play of the game that led to the 20-7 win. It was really 14-7 at one point as Menor was trying to get in for the tying score, and the interception with less than a minute to go made it 20-7. Menor's fifth loss at home in the last 11 seasons. They've lost twice to St. Ignatius. They lost to Massillon and Solon about 7 years ago, and now they lose to St. X, only the fifth time since 2005 that they have lost here at home. And St. X has a nice easy trip, 4.5 hours back down to the northwest section of Cincinnati. Walsh Jesuit still looking for their first win. They lost 27-14 to Columbus Bishop Watterson on the road last night. Trinity did not fare very well at Rocky River. The Pirates 65, Trinity nothing. The Trojans are now 1-2 on the year. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, this was a score that I looked at twice and thought to myself, could that possibly be right? Akron St. Vincent St. Mary last night, 27-7 loss to the Canadian Prep Football Academy. Now, the Canadian Prep Football Academy, over the last 5 or 6 years, they were formed with kids, and the intent of that is to barnstorm through Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, and get the kids on those on that team exposed to Division I scholarships or Division II scholarships, allow these kids the chance to go play football in the NCAA as opposed to playing in the Canadian Interscholastic Division, their equivalent of the NCAA. They do play by American football rules, unlike some of the other Canadian schools that do come to play teams here in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Those teams are playing Canadian rules at home and come here and have a major disadvantage. Not the Canadian Prep Football Academy. They play by American rules. They beat a team out of Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago. They beat Penn Hills out of Pittsburgh pretty soundly. They lost late to Medina Highland last week, and this week they beat a very good St. Vincent St. Mary team. 27-7. That was kind of a odd number. We're still looking for a score on the Cincinnati Molar Mason Comet game. That game was suspended last night. It was supposed to be played last night, then again today at 2:30. A bomb threat at the stadium that Mason plays up near Kings Island evacuated it, and eventually the Crusaders and Comets were not successful in playing last night. They were looking to see whether or not they would actually get that game in today. And we do not have a score yet from the Molar Crusaders or the Mason Comets on that game. Cincinnati LaSalle and Cincinnati Colerain also played. LaSalle, the Lancers, the Division II champions the last couple of years, were shut out 6-0. But that game as well in Cincinnati was marred by a bomb threat, and the Cardinals win that game 6-0 over the Lancers. But that's two games in Cincinnati that had bomb threat issues, and they dealt with those. One game this afternoon, NDCL crushed University School 38-0. Both schools now 2-1 on the year. So we've rolled through the scoreboard, Andy. Anything on there that really steps out at you, that jumps out, other than the St. Vincent St. Mary game, as kind of surprising, things you didn't expect to happen, or places where maybe it's a springboard for a team to progress into the mid part of the season?
Well, I am that St. Vincent St. Mary's one, definitely a head-scratcher, but I'm also surprised, too. I mean, men are losing here at home. It's just, like you said, fifth time since 2005. Not something you see very often. I know the score isn't as indicative of what happened with the pick six late in the game, but that's I'm always surprised when I see men are lose a game. That just always makes me kind of think, oh, my gosh, that team they lost to must be pretty good. And then also, too, Rocky River rebounding after a loss to Buckeye, I thought was something to see from them, as they'll be in contention with Holy Name for their conference. But those two games kind of stick out to me, too. And then, like you were telling me, that Cleveland Central Catholic, Elyria Catholic ending, my goodness, what a gutsy decision to go for two, though. That's what you got to do on the road, right? You play for the win on the road?
And, you know, I was surprised because Central Catholic has struggled in their kicking game, not only this year but in years past. But after their first touchdown last night, they actually did kick the extra point. They brought out a place kicker, a reserve linebacker, and he kicked the extra point. He was successful. The problem was Central Catholic only had six men on the line of scrimmage. They were called for legal formation. So rather than when they moved the ball back to the eight-yard line, they didn't even go for two again. They lined back up, and they let him kick it. And sure enough, he drilled the extra point from 25 yards away. So when they scored late in the game, I thought for sure they would bring out the kicking unit. They would hit that and play for overtime. But Coach Lundy decided, no, let's go for
dice.
Go for two, and certainly did it. It was a broken play, and the quarterback for Central Catholic kept the game alive, Marvin Minger, and he rolled around and eventually found his tight end and was able to hit him on the two-point conversion. Elyria Catholic did have a chance. They rolled down the field. They got into Central Catholic territory. They got to about the 35-yard line, and the drive stalled out. Realistically, they probably would have needed another 20 yards to try a field goal last night with their kicker. EC also missed two field goals in that game. They missed from 27, and they missed from 29. So that's a game I think Elyria Catholic is going to look at and say, you know what, that's one that got away, and if they end up just outside the playoff picture, they're going to look and point to this game in week three and say that was the one that really cost us an opportunity to extend our season.
I'm excited for this game tonight, too, because it sounds like you've had some crazy finishes at the games that you've done so far this year. I'm curious to see what we've got in store tonight.
Yeah, our games of the week so far on AM 1260, we've had three of the four games have been decided in the final minutes. We opened with the Ursuline Irish and Benedictine game in double overtime. We had the St. Edward and Akron Hoban game last week that ended on a blocked field goal attempt with under a minute to go, and then obviously last night the big comeback by Central Catholic as they came back from 13 down late in the fourth quarter to win that game. The only game that really wasn't a close one was last Saturday when St. Ignatius beat Menor 49-7, but at halftime that game was 14-7, and it was a couple of three and outs that St. Ignatius forced in the third quarter. The Wildcats took advantage of and scored and made it 35-7 headed to the fourth quarter, but it was close for two and a half quarters, and we just didn't finish it off close on the scoreboard. So hopefully tonight it's a good one. Ed Doherty alongside Andy Jardy tonight. It's Lake Catholic and Holy Name. The teams are finally back on the field. They've turned the lights on here at the stadium, so we're beginning to feel like football. We got word that the start time has actually been pushed back even further. It is now an 8 o'clock start, so we will continue with you. We'll have the full extended pregame, hour and a half, Brunswick Automart countdown to kickoff show. I'm sure we'll go back through the scoreboard again. We'll break down the teams a little bit more. And as we get closer to kickoff, we will have the keys to the game between Holy Name and Lake Catholic here from the JTO. I know we're approaching the top of the hour. We're going to take our second time out on the Brunswick Automart countdown to kickoff show. Before we do, we do want to have our legal ID and make sure we identify ourselves. You are listening to WCCR AM 1260 in Cleveland. And Ed Doherty alongside Andy Jardy tonight. We're getting ready for the Catholic High School football game of the week. We are in a delay. We are delayed about an hour for kickoff due to some severe weather that rolled through here earlier. All the other three games that we would be following for you tonight, St. Ignatius and Valley Forge, Glenville and St. Ed's and VASJ and Kirtland, all delayed as well. Those games are probably slated to kick off very close to the time we'll start here, probably between 7:30 and 8 o'clock for each of those games. Our game here, Lake Catholic and Holy Name, will kick off at 8 o'clock tonight. And we'll stay with you, and hopefully you'll stay with us as we have extended coverage of the Brunswick Automart Countdown to Kickoff Show. We'll take another time out. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week on the ACP Productions Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like a brand new car. If you get exactly the car you want and the deal you want. Brunswick Automart is the simplest place to get both. With Brunswick's huge inventory and 8 different brands in one place, Brunswick can deliver the best volume pricing on the car you really want. More sales than anybody, a better deal than anybody. Brunswick Automart. Car buying made truly simple.
Want to keep mom or dad independent in their own home? Classic Home Healthcare is here to help. Setting up a plan that's unique and that will work with your schedule and with your budget. From light housekeeping to grocery shopping, or maybe getting your loved one out of the home to do something they love, Classic will work with you to set up a plan that best matches you and your mom's schedule so they can remain independent in their own home. Or maybe they need short-term post-surgery care. Classic can help with that too. The services Classic Home Healthcare provides are great alternatives to assisted living or nursing homes. Remember the name Classic Home Healthcare. One more thing, I couldn't believe how affordable they are. I think you'll be very surprised. If your elderly parents need in-home help or care, jot this number down and call my friends at Classic Home Healthcare, 440-799-4066. That's 440-799-4066. Or online at classichomehealth.org. ClassicHomeHealth.org.
Honda of Mentor is the number one Honda dealer in Northeast Ohio, and we're number one in customer service. We're here to care for your every need. Come see the 2016 Honda Pilots, redesigned for the modern family. Check out the great lease deals available at Honda of Mentor, Civics, Accords, and the CRVs. Leases start as low as $129 a month. Honda Mentor, 8555 Market Street in beautiful Mentor, Ohio, is a proud sponsor of the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. Visit Honda Mentor today or shop online at hondaofmentor.com.
Al Pulaski here with Mike Gibbons from Brown, Gibbons, Lang & Company. Mike, what is it that you do as an investment banker?
Well, when I'm not watching Ignatius football, Al, we represent companies across the country in the sale of their company to investors that provide those families with the liquidity they've had in those businesses and haven't been able to realize.
Mike, how do they get a hold of you?
Al, you can call us at 216-241-2800, or you can reach us on our website at www.bglco.com.
Back here at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium on the campus of Mentor High School, Ed Doherty alongside Andy Jardy tonight as the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week doubleheader concludes with the Holy Name Green Wave and the Lake Catholic Cougars doing battle here at the JTO. We are in a weather delay. We got a late start today, Andy, as some severe weather rolled through earlier. The teams weren't able to come out of the locker rooms and warm up, and the lightning strikes in the area kind of prevented them, precaution, had them stay in the locker rooms and underneath the stands until the severe weather had passed. Now it's just a heavy drizzle, light rain that's falling here at the JTO, and teams are warming up. We're right now about 55 minutes from kickoff, so we'll continue to extend out here on the Brunswick Automart Countdown to Kickoff show. We've talked about the scoreboard. We've kind of looked at things that happened this week. We've kind of began to break down the series between these two schools, and Lake Catholic and Holy Name. Overall now, we're finishing up the third week of the season in high school football. It's been kind of a really warm first 3 weeks of the year. The schools have not really played in normal football weather.
Right.
It's either been hot, humid, sunny. Tonight you get the weather delay for the second time in 3 weeks. These schools are paused on a Saturday night to play football. Anything else really stand out to you so far this year in high school football, if it's the weather, if it's the officiating, if it's a surprise school locally?
You're making me think here, because there's a lot of things that are immediately coming to mind. Immediately, the first thing I could say, the only good thing about this weather front that's come through is the temperature has cooled off. It was about 90 degrees today, and right now it's about 70, so it's significantly cooled off and feels so much better. My surprise team, I would say right now, and not maybe that big of a school or maybe that big of a surprise, but Lakewood has started off the year, has started off the year 2-1. We've had them on the radio show I do out at the Hooley House, Varsity Chalk Talk, and they've kind of surprised me so far this year. They had a tough loss with Avon Lake just on Friday, but they're a team that has surprised me, and I think Ignatius too. Bouncing back with the way that last season went, the way that they've started off this year, just rolling over opponents to start has been back to form for them, I think.
Yeah, for them, I think a lot of what happened last week with that 49-7 win over Mentor, a lot of that was, hey, guys, don't forget about us. We're still here.
Right.
We still play football at St. Ignatius, and that was kind of the sentiment that Brian Hoffert was talking about last week on the broadcast was, I think some of the folks just kind of lost them in the mix by the fact that they were 5-4 a year ago and missed the playoffs for just the second time since 1988. And things begin to evolve in Division I, Region I. Things have changed a little bit in Division I overall. It's no longer 16 teams out of one large division making the playoffs. They've split those now back to the four divisions, and only eight schools make it out of each region. Well, with the split and the way the teams fell, Division I, Region I has only two Catholic schools in St. Ed's and St. Ignatius. Obviously, the Wildcats didn't make it to the playoffs last year, but 10 playoff teams of what would be Northern Ohio ended up in Region I. Only six ended up in Region II from last year.
Okay.
So now you have 10 teams that were in the postseason last year out of the 18, and you throw in St. Ignatius, who's a perennial playoff team, and all of a sudden, Division I, Region I becomes a lot more log-jammed at the top, as 11 teams know that they've made the playoff, and you know, have been there before, and now fighting for those eight spots. The Mentor Cardinals could be in that spot where they're on the porch kind of looking through the window and not really invited to the party if things don't go right for them in conference play as well. At 1-2, they probably have to go 6-1 in their conference in the Greater Cleveland Conference in order to make the playoffs. And that revenge win for the Wildcats last week, I think, really will springboard them. Tonight they have a game against Valley Forge to the Wildcats, and again, it's delayed out there in Parma. Next week, St. Ignatius goes on the road. They will be in the suburbs of Detroit as they have to play Novi Central Catholic. It's actually in Novi, Michigan. It's Detroit Central Catholic. And then week five, they go on the road to Walsh Jesuit, which will be our AM 1260 The Rock game of the week in a couple of weeks on the 23rd, St. Ignatius and Walsh. Then they come home for Parma. They have Canton Glen Oak, and then they have that meat grinder at the end of the year where St. Ignatius will have to play Cincinnati Molar, Cincinnati St. Xavier, and St. Ed's. The Molar game will be played at Otterbein University in Columbus. Then they make the trip to Cincinnati. And then that final game of the year, also on AM 1260 The Rock, will be St. Ed's and St. Ignatius from First Energy Stadium.
That's going to be a scene. That should be a lot of fun. They've been wanting that to happen for years now, for that game to be played there, so that should be a scene.
Yeah, if both of these teams, if St. Ed's and St. Ignatius can get through their schedule and both of them go into that Week 10 game at either 8-1, 7-2, maybe even possibly 9-0, there could be 25,000 to 30,000 people fill that bottom bowl at First Energy Stadium. It will be one of the biggest high school games in probably a decade played around here in terms of not only attendance but significance between those two schools. Right now, Lake Catholic and Holy Name are getting ready. It's a green-on-green festival tonight, Andy.
Yeah, there's a lot of green out there.
As the Cougars from Lake Catholic will have their green home jerseys on. They have their muted gray pants. They have the silver helmets for Holy Name. They have their traveling whites, but they have these shimmery green numbers on the fronts and backs, black pants, and these shimmery green helmets. So almost looks like an inter-squad scrimmage to some degree, as you have the white, the black, and the green kind of alternating colors as the weather begins to pick up here from Jerome T. Osborne Stadium. The wind a little bit more. We'll check the radar just to double check, make sure that there isn't any severe weather rolling in. Last time we looked about a half hour ago, I don't think we saw anything too significant come through. It looked to be all just heavy rain at times. No lightning or thunder was in the forecast. In fact, the severe thunderstorm threat had ended at 7 o'clock, not only for Lake County but for Cuyahoga County as well, but people dealing with the rain. And you could tell that even the kickers are having a little bit of trouble tonight as they...
Can't be a fun night for the kicker, I would think. That field's got to be slippery. In fact, I think the rain picked up a little bit here in like the last 10 minutes from what we had just... right around the 7 o'clock. It seems it's intensified a bit. It's windy, it's wet, it's rainy. It's not a fun day to be a kicker.
I'm sure the holder is probably not somebody who wants to deal with that either in this weather. The fans are really right now, there's just a handful of them that have braved the weather and are sitting in their seats with their umbrellas up. For the most part, they're underneath the stadium. It's pretty well protected under here at the JTO. If you get on the home side underneath, you can stay relatively dry. And for the most part, we are set to go. Right now we're being told it's an 8 o'clock start here at the JTO between Holy Name and Lake Catholic. Clock shows about 47 minutes to kick off, so we'll just keep going with the Brunswick Automart countdown to kickoff show. Here on AM 1260 The Rock, an update from the other three games that were following. Valley Forge and St. Ignatius had more lightning. The earliest that those teams are going to start warming up will be 8 o'clock, which would mean that game probably won't start much before 8:45, possibly 9 o'clock out there in Parma. St. Ed's and Glenville had more lightning within the last 5 minutes, so their start time is as well to be determined. So is VASJ and Kirtland. That one more so for us if we're looking at terms of what weather could be coming. It would be the VASJ and Kirtland game as it's being played over in Euclid, maybe only about 15 miles west of here. They had more lightning as well. The officials at VASJ and Sparky DiBiasio Stadium have stopped the warm-ups between the Vikings and the Hornets, and their start time is now still to be determined. It's kind of a stormy night here in Northeast Ohio as the line moved through of severe storms, and it's kind of playing havoc right now on everybody getting ready and getting started. Radar now shows that Menor will have rain throughout the evening, probably throughout the game. The rain itself doesn't move out until midnight, but nothing severe in the area. Right now, it'll just be moderate to heavy rain at times. It'll lighten up and eventually clear out right around midnight. If Menor is clearing up about that time, you would think that the other three game sites that we're keeping track of as well might be a little earlier. So all of these teams will have to deal with some weather tonight, especially the rain. Now, for these clubs, that may not be too much of a factor other than just holding on to the football. Neither one is really a big throwing team, Andy. Both Holy Name and Lake Catholic have shown this year and in years past that they'll grind it out. They'll run it at you. They They're not afraid to move that offensive line with some attitude, whereas passing has not been the forte for either one of these squads.
Yeah, I would be surprised. I feel like the game plan, if it hasn't changed, it's probably going to have to change with the weather tonight. It's going to probably be a very ground-oriented attack from both squads, and it'll be curious to see how Holy Name can keep Josh Corbin in check, as he had himself a pretty impressive game last week, rushing for 96 yards and two TDs. So we'll see. I think it's going to be big, too, with the turnover battle. With that ball being as wet as it is, whoever can hold on to it and whoever can grind out more grounds on the ground, more yards on the ground, probably going to come away with this one.
And it's the team that can keep their offense on the field, keep the chains moving, are the ones that are probably going to have the advantage. Because unlike other games where if you get down by two touchdowns, say, like Central Catholic did last night, that two touchdowns tonight with the weather could actually feel more like four, not only from a footing perspective, but from a ball handling perspective and limiting what you can and can't do out of the playbook.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see, too, when a team scores, if we're going to see strictly two-point conversions tonight as well, because it is. I'm seeing the flags blowing all over the place, and we'll see what happens. But it should be – I think the kids are anxious to play. It looks like Holy Name just got in on their little huddle there in their warm-ups, and they were all pretty excited. I think they're ready for this game to start in about another 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, so right now we're less than 45 minutes from kickoff. The teams are on the field. Lake Catholic and Holy Name. Both teams come in. They're 1-1 on the year. Lake Catholic got on the field last week for the first time. They defeated Central Catholic by a score of 30-6. They forfeited their first game against Toledo St. John due to some off-the-field activities that occurred this summer at a football camp. And an investigation and subsequent punishment was that the Cougars were forced to forfeit their first game. Holy Name started out hot. They got an early win. They beat Garfield Heights 34-21, but then last week in their annual rivalry game with Padua, they fell in that game 21-16 despite a very fever-pitched comeback in the second half for Holy Name. Dan Wondolowski, the head coach at Holy Name, was highly praised his team for the heart they showed, especially in the third quarter, to get back in that game. And then even on that last drive that they stalled out and couldn't capitalize and eventually fell by five, he still liked the effort. He still liked the heart that they showed, especially in the second half of that game.
And what hurt him, too, they turned the ball over four times in that, two fumbles, two interceptions. So when you lose a game that close, you kind of feel like maybe you beat yourself in that one. Just a couple mistakes that were corrected here or there, and they probably come away with that victory.
So that's where we stand here from Jerome T. Osborne Stadium. We're about 40 minutes to kickoff between Lake Catholic and Holy Name. We'll take another time out here on the Brunswick Automart Countdown to Kickoff Show. Extended coverage as the delay start in the kickoff game, or the kickoff time for the game between Holy Name and Lake Catholic. We'll come back after this. We'll have the Brunswick Automart keys to the game between these two schools. We'll also look back again at the scoreboard real quick and preview a few players from Lake Catholic and Holy Name that will have impacts tonight for both squads. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week on the ACP Productions Radio Network.
With a passion for elegant engineering and a drive to be the epitome of customer service in our region of Ohio, Audi Mentor has everything you need. Come visit the new Audi Mentor, 8599 Market Street in Mentor. Currently, you will find an impressive selection of 2016 and 2017 Audi cars and SUVs. Whether you are entranced by the A8 sedan or the SQ5 SUV, chances are you will find a vehicle that lines up with your distinctive personality. Stop in at Audi Mentor, ranked number one in customer satisfaction for over a decade, and the only two-time Audi Magna Elite winner in Ohio. Visit us at 8599 Market Street in Mentor or online at audimentor.com.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Al Pulowski with Mike Gibbons from Brown Gibbons Lang & Company. Mike, what is Brown Gibbons Lang?
Brown Gibbons Lang is an investment bank, Al. And what we do is represent families that own companies that want to sell that business and gain liquidity. Oftentimes, they don't have sons or daughters that want to take over the business, and they want to realize the value that they've created over the years. And Brown Gibbons Lang does that.
Mike, what is an investment banker?
An investment banker is somebody that is really not a commercial banker, rather somebody that can recognize value in the marketplace, knows who wants that value, and trains those people to realize that value.
What's the best way to contact you at Brown Gibbons Lang & Company?
You can get any one of our bankers at 216-241-2800 here in Cleveland or on our website, www.bglco.com.
You love the way you're treated. Any price, we'll beat it. On tons and tons and tons of cars, Brunswick Auto Mart.
Brunswick Auto Mart has a vehicle you are looking for. I mean, all of the hottest vehicles. Take your pick from the Toyota Camry to the Subaru Legacy, Volkswagen Jetta to the Scion and Mazda. Shop and compare Northern Ohio's largest selection of Toyotas. You'll experience the best sales and service in Ohio.
Brunswick Auto Mart.
Heavy rain still falling here at Jerome T. Osborne Stadium as Lake Catholic and Holy Name are set for kickoff. Kickoff time, if you're expecting us to be in the middle of the first quarter, we are delayed. We will kick it off right at 8 o'clock here tonight as the rain picks up. The heavy storms, though, seem to be out of the area, and now it's just a matter of getting these teams warmed up, getting them ready to play. And we'll get started tonight right at 8 o'clock. Ed Doherty alongside Andy Jardy tonight. Kate Doherty is our on-site producer, statistician, and all-around go-getter. And she will have a bunch of information for us tonight as we try to keep you updated not only on some of the action here at the JTO, but also from games around the region that impact those listening to AM 1260 The Rock. So just real quick, as we're delayed, we're set to kick off at 8 o'clock. Holy Name and Lake Catholic, both teams are 1-1 on the year. Out at Byers Field in Parma Valley, Forge and St. Ignatius are delayed. They expect to start just after 8 o'clock. St. Ed's in Glenville and Lakewood, they are under a delay. They have not yet set a start time. And BASJ and Kirtland in Euclid at Sparky DiBiasio Stadium, same situation there for those clubs. They had the officials stop the game, send them back to the locker room, and they do not yet have a start time either between VASJ and Kirtland. Now, Andy, we talked about some of the games last night. We haven't really touched on the games being played tonight, St. Ed's and Glenville. Tonight, Glenville is 0-2. They had a couple of rough starts, rough games to get started. They lost to Euclid because they couldn't capitalize on some mistakes that the Tarblooders, or that the Panthers made, that the Tarblooders couldn't capitalize. St. Ed's has two wins this year. They're 2-0 by a total of 4 points.
Yeah, there was a bolt of lightning right there.
Oh, it's not something I want to hear.
That's not something you want to hear or see. But yeah, St. Ed's, I got a chance to see their first game against the high school they played from Pennsylvania. That game was nationally televised at Lakewood Stadium. I was very impressed with them, and they're gonna. I think they're poised for another deep run into the postseason, into December, late November. So they've looked really good to start this year. They just keep refilling that roster over there, don't they?
Yes, they do. They third starting quarterback in 3 years. The last two are now playing college football on scholarships. So it'll be interesting if they can continue to keep doing that. At St. Ed's, they're 2-0. If they get by Glenville tonight, the schedule lightens up a little bit for them. One note out of the St. Ed's camp this week, they did lose a game this week, so their schedule is now down to 9 games. Team from Philadelphia, West Catholic, has pulled out of their agreed game later in the season. It was either week 6 or 7, and West Catholic was supposed to come here and play St. Ed's, and they have decided against that, pulling out of the game. So it's a cancellation, not a forfeit. And so St. Ed's is now down to just 9 games on their schedule, including the St. Ignatius game in Week 10 at First Energy Stadium. The Wildcats are hosting the Valley Forge Patriots tonight at Byers Field. That game is delayed as well. We've touched on St. Ignatius already and how they seem to have found a rhythm and rebounded. They beat Normandy in Week 1 and then absolutely ran over Menor here in Week 2. They beat them out at Byers Field and really took advantage of a running game St. Ignatius did of a Mentor defense that just simply couldn't handle the big offensive line for the Wildcats, and St. Ignatius won that game 49-7. Other game going on tonight, VASJ and Kirtland, as the Vikings will host the Hornets. The Vikings are 0-2 on the year. They lost to EC last week to fall to 0-2. Kirtland, interesting note, the Hornets have now played in five consecutive state title games. They are one of just five teams in the history of the OHSAA to play in five or more consecutive title games. Two of those streaks are currently ongoing, as Coldwater and Maria Stein Marion Local, who actually those two teams played last night, and I don't have a score on that game, but they played last night. They've made five consecutive appearances in championship games. St. Ignatius made six straight appearances between 1991 and 1996. They won five in a row and then eventually lost in 96 to Lima Senior. They played in eight of nine championship games at the Division I level, which is a remarkable number. And then a small school from Licking County, Newark Catholic, played in nine consecutive championship games between 1980 and 1988. J.D. Graham was the head coach there for Newark Catholic. Eventually went on. He joined John Cooper's staff for a while at Ohio State when Cooper took over the Buckeyes in 1989. He brought in J.D. Graham, who had played in nine consecutive small school championships with the Newark Catholic Green Wave out of Licking County. So interesting note on Kirtland is, as Tiger Laverty has just built a powerhouse out there since arriving, 123 wins in his first 135 games coached.
That's an impressive stretch there. And they're Kirtland and Coldwater and Maria Stein Local. They're all, what's that conference they're in? But they win it like every year when they get into the
Maria Stein, Marion Local, and Coldwater are in the MAC. They're in the Midwest Athletic Conference. It's a bunch of schools out there on the far western end of Ohio. Delpho St. John's is also in that. Minster is in that
Minster's
conference.
The one, yeah.
And Minster, 2 years ago, you had Coldwater win it at the Division V level. Maria Stein, Marion Local won it at 6, and Minster won the Division VII championship. They had three championships from the same conference in one season. And it's a impressive.
Yeah, that's an impressive conference down there.
And Kirtland has turned it around, Tiger Laverty arriving, and they have really in the last 10 years, his tenure there, he has instilled a program starting in the third grade with some of the grade schools, and has carried through. These kids are now getting the sense of what it means to win out there at Kirtland, and being in five consecutive championship games will do that for you.
And that's how you have to build those dynasties and those programs like that. You've got to start it at the youth level and get kids buying into it early on and playing in it early on. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that takes its time to get going. But once it does, it pays off.
Tonight it's Lake Catholic and Holy Name. Both teams come in at 1-1. Lake Catholic was forced to forfeit their first game. They won last week against Cleveland Central Catholic for Holy Name. They are 1-1 as well. They got a win in week one over Garfield Heights, lost last week to longtime rival Padua. For these two clubs, Lake Catholic, a little bit of history on the Lake Catholic Cougars, if you will. State championships for Lake Catholic in 91 and 92, and then again in 2001. So the school has three state titles. They've been a state semifinalist five different times. To go with those three championships, they also made the state finals in 1982, 83, 2007, 2009, and 2010. So they've been there eight times to the state final four. Three times they've won the championship. 19 total playoff appearances, most recently when they made it three straight years, 2009, 2010, and 2011, but they haven't been back since 2011. Mike Bell was the head coach at the time. They fell on a little hard time in 2012. They switched coaches as Mike Bell left to go take the job at Eastlake North, and eventually Mike Bell now in his second season at Twinsburg, as he's bounced around a little bit since leaving Lake Catholic. Scott O'Donnell was promoted from the defensive coordinator position. He's now the head coach. He's in his third season. He's 9-13 overall with Lake Catholic, but they're beginning to rebound a little bit. He's also on his staff. He's got a couple of former head coaches, and the name should sound very familiar, John Gibbons, the former head coach at Lake Catholic, who won the first couple of titles with them. He was also the head coach at St. Ed's. He had a stop at Bedford as well. He's on the staff. His son, Tommy Gibbons, who was a longtime coach at Euclid until a couple of years ago when Jeff Rotsky took over. So plenty of knowledge on the sidelines for Lake Catholic as they look to rebuild the dynasties here for the Cougars. For Holy Name, their, if you will, glory years were well before the OHSA started the playoff system. Holy Name played for years in the Senate. They were in the West Senate with St. Ignatius and six other schools, and Benedictine, and at the time it was just Cathedral.